Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's see what AWS has for us over the last week so we can think about it this week. AWS Accounts discontinues the use of security challenge questions. Why did these get discontinued? Nobody asked. This always felt like security theater. I'm glad to see it removed. AWS CodeBuild now supports an extra large Linux compute type. This remains the best actually serverless offering that AWS has to run containerized jobs on a schedule. This lets you do more with fewer jobs, and I'm not being even slightly sarcastic when I say that. There are a universe of monolithic build pipelines that are configured in interesting ways. This meets customers where they are. CodeBuild has long been an underappreciated AWS service. I'm glad it's getting some love. Introducing Open Job Description, an open specification for portable render jobs. If I told you that I was launching something called the Open Job Description, you would think I was talking about hiring humans. Nope! AWS is using this to talk about render jobs, which you'd really think they'd have worked into that title to avoid mass confusion. Reducing inference times by 87% for DarwinBox's talent search engine using AWS Inferentia. Hey, listen, since AWS is obviously singing Inferentia's praises every time it does something, why isn't Amazon Q in that list? Are they holding back NVIDIA GPUs that customers are clamoring for to advantage their own inept chatbot? Also, given that basically nobody is using Inferentia at scale, what was DarwinBox doing before? Inference on CPUs? An 87% increase is suspicious, particularly when they don't talk about what they were doing previously. And Amazon ECS supports a native integration with Amazon EBS volumes for data-intensive workloads. I was surprised last year to learn that Fargate didn't support EBS volumes. Congratulations to AWS on doing the thing we'd all assumed it had been doing for the more than 6 years since it launched. AWS to shut down Aurora Serverless V1. That's right, they've replaced it with V2. Big difference is it doesn't scale to zero. That's a problem, an expensive one. And I feel like they have somehow lost the plot and redefined their victory conditions for what serverless is. This is sad to see. I wish it were otherwise. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stay salty.